This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus James Willis Peters, Appellant, decided July 9, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division State of Missouri, Respondent, Num. SD38673, v. Filed July 9, 2025. James Willis Peters, Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jasper County. Honorable Dean G. Dankelson, Judge affirmed introduction. Following a jury trial, James Willis Peters was convicted of the Class C felony of driving while intoxicated and sentenced as a chronic offender for having four or more previous intoxication-related traffic offenses, YRTOs. In his sole point on appeal, Peters argues he should be resentenced as an aggravated offender instead of a chronic offender because the evidence underlying his 2002 conviction in the Municipal Division of the Jasper County Circuit Court was insufficient to establish beyond a reasonable doubt that he committed the IRTO of driving while intoxicated, as driving was defined at 2, the time of his new offense in 2021. When this court finds no merit in Peters' argument and determines the evidence was sufficient for the trial court to infer Peters' 2002 conviction of driving while intoxicated was considered driving as defined at the time of his 2021 offense under Section 577.0019. 2. Therefore, Peters' 2002 conviction was sufficient to establish an IRTO, and Peters was properly charged and sentenced as a chronic offender in his 2021 offense. We affirm the trial court's judgment, factual and procedural history. On August 8, 2021, Peters was charged with one count of the Class C felony of driving while intoxicated as a chronic offender under Section 577.010. During pretrial proceedings, the state offered Exhibits 3, 4, 5, and 6 to the trial court to establish Peters' four prior convictions as IRTOs to enhance his sentence to that of a chronic offender. No objections were offered as to Exhibits 3, 4, or 6, but Peters objected to Exhibit 5, stating it is not sufficient to prove beyond a reasonable doubt the prior. 3. After review, the trial court stated Exhibit 5 was a two-page document certified by the municipal court clerk at the City of Joplin, case number 01181284. The charge was driving while intoxicated, committed on February 17, 2002. Peters was represented by an attorney at the plea, and pled guilty to driving while intoxicated on May 2, 2002. Worse, the authority of the Municipal Court Division of the Circuit Court and of the judges of those divisions is limited to hearing and determining violations of municipal ordinances. See Mo Const, Art Verv, paragraph 23, 27-2, d. A municipal judge may hear and determine municipal ordinance violation cases of the municipality or municipalities making provision for the particular municipal judge. Section 478.230, Department of Mental Health, Vers Heffernan, 708 SW3D 921 927, MOAP WD 2025. 2. Unless otherwise noted, all statutory references are to RSMO 2016 as amended through 2021. 3. A challenge to the sufficiency of evidence is automatically preserved for appellate review. State Vers Yunt 710 SW3D 49 58, Moiner Appian SD 2025. 3. Peters was convicted and sentenced by the municipal judge on that same date and was placed on a suspended imposition of sentence that included various stated conditions of probation. The trial court further noted the case was closed out on May 11, 2004. 4. The trial court admitted Exhibits 3, 4, 5, and 6 as prior driving while intoxicated convictions, finding beyond a reasonable doubt that Peters was a chronic offender. After the jury trial, Peters was found guilty of the current offense, and the trial court sentenced him to 7 years in the Missouri Department of Corrections. On appeal, Peters does not challenge the jury's finding of guilt, nor does he challenge the admission of Exhibits 3, 4, or 6. In his one point on appeal, he claims there is insufficient evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that, states Exhibit 5, constituted an IRTO, where for this prior offense, the state failed to prove Peters was driving, as that term was used in Section 577 Doe 1 in 2021. The state presented no facts regarding this offense and failed to prove the language of the municipal ordinance for this violation, standard of review, and applicable law. Appellate review of sufficiency of the evidence is limited to whether the state has introduced sufficient evidence from which a reasonable juror could have found each element of TIA.